Welcome back, one and all, to Bullshit Creepypasta Storytime, the segment where I find the creepiest and postiest of the stories ever and read them to you in all their horrific glory. Even though a lot of the time they don't end up being very good. Speaking of, segue, I found a story today that piqued my interest, mostly because of its bad title. So with no further ado, let's just hop right into this. It's a story called A Short Minecraft Rant. That's not a very good title for your story. Just throwing that out there. That's my little short rant. But anyways, A Short Minecraft Rant. I'm an avid Minecraft player and a big fan of creepypasta. What are the odds? So when I heard that there existed creepypasta about Minecraft, I was excited. I had big hopes for pastas. Me too. Not creepypastas, just in general. But I had big hopes for pastas about the game. I mean, it's Minecraft! Exclamation point. Endless possibilities, right? As long as they're block-based, sure. But you can be original with it, right? And then it says right again, and then it says wrong. So apparently, it was not right all this time. Looking through the various pastas, if you can even call them such Italian dishes, I came to realize that nearly all of them followed a near identical formula. No, that sounds unrealistic. Every pasta I've read has been original and unique. But, let's see, spawn in, something weird, Herobrine, and... Oh, I'm sorry, that's not and. It's end. It should have been and, though. There should have been at least one more line about hyper-realistic blood, so that's not all the stories. But it's an outdated, cliche formula that also traps almost all other game pastas that I've read. I don't believe you. And it's sickening. Why these authors cannot simply do something original? I've no idea. If this doesn't do something original, this is... Well, it's not going to end well. Not for me. Someone, I don't know. But let me tell you this outright. You should have started the story with that. These writers have no idea what Minecraft is about. None at all. Is this even a creepypasta? We'll find out. They think that Enderman and what you don't see is what's creepy about it, when in fact, the creepiest thing is when you lock eyes with an Enderman and then it comes like running at you or teleporting at you really quick. It's Minecraft is a scary game for how low-poly things look. Like, on the surface, you know, that's me talking. That's not the story. That's too eloquent to be part of the story. But, yeah, this is just wrong on so many levels that it hurts. Well, allow me to tell you why Minecraft is creepy. And multiplayer doesn't count, okay? Good to know, story. Good to know. This counts as survival. The game is not about Herobrine trying to take your soul. He's trying to steal your credit card. It is not about hidden files in the app data folder. Is exactly what you would want me to think, isn't it? It's about isolation and solitude in its most ironic form. And it's powerful if you notice it. Minecraft is a story about you. That's the worst story ever. That's worse than every creepypasta I've read. The lone human in an endless world. A wanderer. A farmer. A builder. A block person and warrior capable of creating anything he or she, just gonna throw that in there, desires, but must first try to survive on his own against zombies and skeletons and giant spiders, just like in real life. But no matter what he builds, no matter what his or her crop yields, and no matter where he or she wanders, she will always be alone. He cannot come attached to the wildlife because he must slaughter it for its meat. He cannot become attached to a tamed wolf or ocelot because they will eventually die by his hands. What? Why? You gotta go. Or at the hands of a horrible monster. That one I understand. Wolf running at the monster, dying? That makes sense. By my hands? Whoops! I hit you repeatedly. The world itself taunts him, which raises Ken's attack. It buffs Q's defense. It gives him all the materials he could wish for. But not one true companion. Love is a lie. He may come across a village, but the people are alien to him. Or her. And also me, because they look weird. No offense. None of them are going to watch this. Hell, if YouTube has their way, none of you are going to watch this season. Subscribe now. They are unstable, but they're also unable to speak his language or aid him in any way. There's trading. They trade. Oh, besides trading away basic goobs. Goods. Goobs. Goods. Those are the same thing. It's pretty early in the morning when I'm recording this. For priceless gems, though. That sounds useful. Most do not even acknowledge his presence amongst them. Even when, like, you lock them in their house. And then, like, you know, put blocks in front of it so they can't get out. They, for some reason, are just not receptive to that at all. And what becomes of him or her? Nothing. He or she will venture into hell itself, slay horrible abominations, and stop the end from destroying the world he or she became attached to. And no one will be there to notice. No one. Your wolf might if you don't kill it. Throwing that out there. Or ride a pig with a saddle. You can do stuff. No one will be there to care. No one. Only him or her. He'll even, and in parentheses, once see a message apparently sent by his gods. And he or she lives his or her never-ending life. He or she will wander and wander and wander. And wander and wander and wander and wander until something kills him or her. And then they'll respawn at the spawn point, and they'll have to go back and collect all their items. God. Oh, wait, they said it was. No? Yeah. Yeah, go collect your items. Unless this is, you know, permadeath. But go get your items. Seriously. May it be the undead. Wolves. The wolves turned on me. Or molten magma. He will wander forevermore. Or she. Just saying. Digging. That is true. And walking. Also true. Maybe a little sprinting. Because he and she can't fatigue. He can only hunger and feel pain. Or she. He and she can be blinded, poisoned, and lit with flames. But not lit. But will not allow himself or herself to die. Why is this? So they can get you to play the game more and make more money? What do you want from me? Because he or she thinks there's more. Because he or she, I'm adding the she's, because this is inclusive, damn it. Desperately hopes that there's something else, something new to this world that he or she can find. Maybe a dog learned how to work the computer and is playing Minecraft also. I don't know. Even then, it might be. Although there is none. And when it's all mined, all dead, all harvested, all gone, ellipses. And then another ellipses to start off the paragraph. Heal or shield. Die and be reborn. Yeah, I know. Spawn again. And have to do it again. Not well. Do it. Unless, if it's not permadeath, it's... Oh no, I have to go collect all those items where that creeper went kaboom. But this is the truth of Minecraft. This is the truth of the world that Notch created. I've been told that this game was made by Hatsune no Miku. I don't know what's real anymore. Why? It's owned by Microsoft. Why this is, comma, I don't know, comma. But it just horrifies me when I think about it. Because I'm him. Or her. I'm the player. Forcing the character to do all of this just to fulfill my own selfish boredom. Oh. Is that why the story happened to you? Steve will live, Steve will die, and Steve will mine. All mine. And that's all he or she will ever know. And you're forcing it on him. Actually, no, I'm not. You are, because you just admitted to it, like, a second ago. But that was a short Minecraft rant. I've heard better. So this isn't a creepypasta, right? It doesn't... Yeah, it... I mean, it is on a creepypasta wiki. I'm not saying that's not the case. But it's not an actual story. I guess it is, as the title implies, a short Minecraft rant. And, you know, I guess they're not wrong. Most stories are stupid and have the dumb cliches in them and whatnot. So, yeah. Point taken. But at the same time, this didn't really help the situation, I don't think. Nor is, like, any of this new info. Wait a minute. Creepypastas are bad? What are you talking about? Like, this is pretty common knowledge, especially for me. So, I don't know, this seems like, okay, well, you understand the problems. You're making a Minecraft post. Why not just write a story? I just feel it's a missed opportunity, because that could have been something interesting. Because, look, self-awareness and creepypastas, those two things don't go together at all. So... if writers can identify the problem, then you can avoid the problem and write something interesting, theoretically speaking. But, yeah. That was a short Minecraft rant, which indeed was shortish. And this has been Bullshit Creepypasta Storytime. I hope you enjoyed this video. And I'll see you next time. Oh, wait, what's that? What's that I hear on the horizons? An end slate cometh.